47 and a Wednesday morning hello to our good friend Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center. Greg, good morning. How are you?
I'm quite well. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing all right here so far. I'm assuming the History Center is a good place to stay cool, given all the heat that we've had.
It is, in fact, the coolest place in town, Chuck. So, you know, if you want to get in out of the heat or the rain, as the case may be, come on down to 7-Eleven Commercial and have a good time.
Well, if you would, Greg, give us a little recap on how the Spirit Fair was on July the 20th.
So this is the second annual Spirit Fair we had on July 20th, and it was a very, very successful day. We had over 500 people come and visit us that day and check out the various sundry items offered by several vendors, everything from crystals and stones and readings of all types and other items of merchandise for sale. So everybody had a really good time, and a lot of the vendors were from the Kansas City area, and they say this is one of their best events they have every year. So obviously we will keep doing this in the future, and so I will keep everyone informed as when the next one will be.
So if we're looking into our crystal ball, there will be another Spirit
yes,
Fair coming.
Exactly.
Okay.
I will contact the crystal ball person and get that date lined up for you.
Crystal ball or magic eight ball?
Ooh, see, I'm a magic eight ball sort, so maybe I'll just do it myself.
There you go. And what is it about this event here, Greg, from your perspective, that makes it such, well, pardon the pun, a spirited deal?
Well, it's a spirited deal, Chuck, because it's fresh, it's new, and it's different. Emporia, way back in the past, in the 1800s, was kind of a mecca for spiritual things. Maybe because we were on the main line of the Santa Fe, that probably had a lot to do with it. So, but we had lots of things happen historically that in that direction, and so we thought we would revive that. And so the attendance has been great, the participation has been great, and again, we're going to continue to do it in the future.
Well, let's talk Lion's Den Smash Brothers Tournament that was in the recent past.
That was on July 21st, the day after the Spirit Fair. It is a gaming tournament. If you have a Switch, Nintendo Switch, there's a game called Smash Brothers. And so we had a tournament, if you will. People really, really enjoyed it. This is the second time this year we've done it. The attendance grows each and every time. So it's a game thing we will continue to do in the future. If you're interested in participating in the upcoming Lion's Den Smash Brothers tournament, just give us a call here at 620-340-6310, and we will get you on the list.
So what's the Lion's Den? We know about the Smash Brothers tournament. Lion's Den means what?
So that's just a clever turn of phrase on the Lyon County History Center.
Okay.
So now the third floor during the gaming day is the Lion's Den.
There we go.
Nice. I can hang with that. Does this kind of open up maybe similar activities like this down the road, maybe sprinkled on the schedule?
That's exactly what we hope for. You know, Emporia State now has a gaming team, and so maybe we will try to engage some of the ESU tournaments here in our location, because we do have the space, so we'll be working with ESU and others to expand on this sort of thing.
All right. Well, let's talk about big doings in your archives, Greg. What is going on?
So when we moved over from the old location at the old Carnegie Library and the old Union Street Station location, we were in a rush, and so we got things situated, but not in a very efficient manner. So now that we have an opportunity, because we have some new staffing, we are rearranging the entirety of the archive. So it's a big job, but a job that's necessary. So because of that, the archives themselves will be closed through this month. Well, that's actually today, and then the first part of August. And we will getting everything situated and squared up and be a much more efficient use of space and resources. And while we are closed, the museum itself is still open, and the Exploratorium is still open during our regular hours, 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday. So we really appreciate the public's patience on this, but it was something that we really needed to get done, and we are in the process of doing that as we speak.
How is this going to change things, I guess, for people who are regular users of the archives and doing that public research? How is this going to make things a little easier for them?
Well, it should make it easier because the items that they use frequently will be much easier to get to. So there again, the arrangement, the current arrangement wasn't particularly efficient, and so we are doing our best to make the space as efficient as it can be. So when people come in to do research, or we do research ourselves, it'll be easier and quicker for everyone.
All right. Talk about your new temporary exhibit, Greg.
So we have an exhibit because June 8th of this year was the 50th anniversary of the June 8th tornado here in Emporia. We have a temporary exhibit documenting that and other tornadoes that have actually hit in Kansas and in the Emporia area. So we have an exhibit up on that. And then we also have an exhibit up on the Unbound bike race. So those two are this summer's temporary exhibits. So they will be up for a while. So if you are interested in that, please come on down to 7-Eleven Commercial and enjoy that exhibit, or those exhibits.
Outstanding. And speaking of exhibits, you know, this kind of leads to the partnerships that you're developing here through the Sunflower Summer and the Southeast Kansas Museum Alliance. You're really excited about this.
Actually, we are, because it's worked very well. Sunflower Summer is an app that you sign up for through the Kansas Department of Tourism, and this is a way to get Kansas students, K-12, to get out and enjoy Kansas. And so we are a participant in that. So you have a passport, you have a app, and when you go to each of the locations that are part of the Sunflower Summer, you get a little check mark on your app, and so the more you get, there's an opportunity for prizes at the end. This is getting ready to end, by the way, in August. So if you want to be a participant in the Sunflower Summer, check out the Kansas Department of Tourism and sign up for the app through there, and then come on down to the Lyon County History Center, and we will make sure you get checked in.
All right. Big doings, as always, at the Lyon County History Center. And what about memberships, Greg? How can we get one?
Memberships are always a good deal. That's a win-win. It helps us. It helps you be a member of the Historical Society. If you want to be one, a member that is, it's $30 for an individual and $50 for a family, and then we go up from there for businesses and whatnot. So if you are interested in that, come to 7-Eleven Commercial here in downtown Emporia, and we will hook you up. Or go to our website at explorelyoncounty.org. And there is follow the bouncing ball there and get signed up.
Good stuff as always. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you both. Have a great day.
All right, Greg Jordan, Director, Lyon County History Center, 7-Eleven Commercial. It is 8:55. Good morning.
Hi, Emporia. This is Kelly with the Wagon Wheel Bar and Grill. I just want to say thank you.